And strategy number six is generosity. I know there's a lot of people out there who are greedy and have a lot of money. I have many friends who are extremely wealthy, and I would say they're greedy people. They're still my friends. But also, I know people who are very poor who are also greedy. So as I said earlier in this series, that greed and being good or bad or whatever has nothing to do with how much money you have. You know, rich or poor, there's always good and bad people. It doesn't make any difference. But the reason I have personally found that being generous is more important, it goes back to the law of reciprocity. Give and you shall receive. It's not receive and then you shall give. And that's what most people are thinking about. My rich dad was a very, very generous man. He said, if you want to get rich, don't try and cut back. Just try to figure out how you can give more. So like I talked about earlier, my poor dad had a big house and my rich dad had apartment houses. He says, I'm a rich person because I provide housing for more people. Your dad provides housing only for himself. And that's why a lot of times when people say the rich are greedy, I kind of take that, you know, with a grain of salt, because I don't think they know what they're talking about. As I said, I've made more money when I stopped teaching what I was teaching and I started writing about what I was teaching in this book. And my book has gone all over the world in 20-something different languages. I've made more money by trying to be generous. So if you want to be rich, do your best to be generous. The reason there's three piggy banks, savings, tithing, and investing, is giving is very important. I have a friend who is a Mormon. He showed me this passage that they teach. He says, God does not need to receive, but humans need to give. And I've always found that when I was tight for money, if I wanted to get money to come in, I would write a check and give it to the Salvation Army or to some charity or to a church. And if I gave, money came back in again. What happens to a lot of people is when they're short of money, they tighten up. And when you're really short, give, it shall come back in. It's the same thing. If you want to smile, smile, and people will smile at you. If you want a punch, throw a punch. It'll come back to you also. So the whole issue is this, give and you shall receive. So finishing up on the idea of being generous is that in my organization, in our company, we make sure we practice what we preach. So if we tell you that we give, we give. If you look at our board game, Cashflow 101, on the fast track out there, you'll actually see that we have charity and tithing and giving away with socially responsible capitalism is very much a part of our whole philosophy and teaching. But we do more than just teach it. We actually live it. Now, the proof in the pudding is the dollar that is spent. So what we have formed with Sharon, Kim, and I, we formed the Foundation for Financial Literacy, whereas some of the profits coming into our company are directed into our nonprofit organization. The purpose of this organization is to provide educational materials to schools to teach young children, you know, the difference between assets and liabilities, income statements and balance sheets. The reason we do that is because, as most of us know, that if we give people money, it only keeps them poorer longer. By teaching people how to manage their money, we have a better chance of bringing the poor out of poverty and into being prosperous. So we practice what we preach. Our Foundation for Financial Literacy is our way of giving back from all the bounty that has come to us. We have found that the more we give, again, the more we get. So if I could conclude these six strategies, I could go on and on. We could split hairs and go into much more minutiae, more detail and how to. But ultimately, it comes down to why do you want to do it? Like I said, the why I wanted to do it, you know, one reason is I don't like being poor. I've been rich and I've been poor. And I tell you what, I'm not necessarily a happier person, but having more money does help me be a little bit more happy. It allows me more choices in life. You know, I have a bigger house instead of a small house. I can buy cars or this. I don't have to buy cars on sale or clothes on sale. I don't have to shop the sale. I don't have to try and save money because I'm only focused on making more money, managing it well, investing it well, and giving it back. That's all I do. I'm not worried about trying to save money. And my wealth increases and increases. My problem right now is having too much money. It's coming in because I've done the right things to have this money come in. So the point of the matter here is this, is the reason this program is on audio tape is so that you can listen to it. The one thing I have never stopped doing is learning. Although I personally did not like school, I've always loved learning. I just didn't like what I was being taught at school. So today I continually read. You know, just because I'm out of school doesn't mean I stop. Just because I've made enough money doesn't mean I stop learning. I constantly learn. Today, when I go to the gym, you know, I put my headphones on, I listen to tapes. I'm constantly learning to tapes. I'm constantly reading because the world is changing too quickly for anybody to say, I've learned enough. So again, I thank you for listening this far in this program. But if I may encourage you, you know, to listen to this tape not just once, but twice, and maybe 6 months from now, listen to it a third time. I think that as you change, you'll hear more and more from this audio series. So I thank you very much for your commitment to education, and let's go on. We have much more to learn.